never heard a radio show like this before. Following in the footsteps of his father and grandfather, Taxi Dave drove a taxi in New York City for many years. In fact, he was born in the front seat of a yellow cab. Join us for an hour of informative discussion with the only person in America to have hosted the Today Show one time. He's knowledgeable, he's witty, and he wrote this. The only one of his kind. This is the Taxi Dave Show.
This is supposed to be a democracy.
We're trying to run a city, not a democracy.
I'll check my pants and
you're listening to the Taxi Dave Show, the number one talker in this time slot in New York City. How you doing, folks? Welcome back. If you're interested in the Super Bowl, stay right here. It's halftime. The score's 22-12. The Eagles are winning, okay? We're broadcasting live from U.S. Bank Stadium in Minneapolis. It was nice to meet Pink and see Pink. Justin Timberlake is going to do the halftime show. And if you're watching any of those commercials, if you saw the first half, just think about this. $7.7 million for a 30-second commercial. You can advertise on the Taxi Dave Show for just a little less than that. With us in the studios, John McDonough. How are you, John?
Good, good. I think the only people listening tonight are some of those contestants that were on Jeopardy during the week and knew nothing about football. They're listening tonight.
You saw that, right? No one got one question.
No, that's why they're listening to Taxi Dave tonight.
And we have Carolyn Protz. How you doing, Carolyn?
Hey, Dave. How you doing?
Okay. Hey, Johnny, before we get started, you're not going to be with us next week. Why don't you tell our listeners where you're going
to be? No, people want to read about it. I have to thank the Riverdale Press up there on the Bronx. Wrote a nice story about the one-man play that I have called Off the Meter on the Record. And I'm up at a bar called, or it's a theater on one side, a bar on the other, on Bale Buck, or it's called The Hungry Mouth, at 245 West 238th Street. I'm there Thursday, Saturday, and Sunday. And if you want tickets for it, and there's not many left, you have to go to offthemeter.net. That's one word, offthemeter.net. And I hope to see some WOR listeners up there in the Bronx.
Hear that, folks? Get up and see Johnny's show. It's great. In a minute, we're going to have the chairwoman of the Taxi and Limousine Commission, Mira Zoshi. And calling in also a little later, we're going to have Gene Ryan, who's a disabled advocate. And as always, our phone number here is 800-321-0710. And our email address is taxihale@aol.com. And we'll try to read everything. But first, my dear listeners, it's as if a higher power spoke to me and made me a messenger of goodwill. I mean, after all, I have this radio show. So I'm here to tell you that there's no time for hatred anymore, only kindness and love. There are some who wish to tear apart the threads that hold us together, but I say we must practice random acts of kindness. Kindness and love bring out the good in people. So go out and smile at someone. Be kind, be respectful. Change starts with baby steps and leads to what we all want. Peace, love, kindness. And that's message from a higher power, from Taxi Dave. Okay, with us right now is the current chairwoman of the Taxi and Limousine Commission, Mira Zoshi. She's been the chairwoman for 4 years. A lot of you do not know that she, before she was in this position and general counsel for the Taxi Limousine Commission, she was the first deputy executive director of the New York Civilian Complaint Review Board, and before that, inspector general for the New York City Department of Investigation. Chairman Mira Zoshi, welcome to the Taxi Dave Show once again.
Thank you very much. And I just wanted to note, I heard your message on random acts of kindness. We had a really unfortunate incident that happened with our officers this week that I feel obliged to talk about after you mentioned kindness. Our officers, our enforcement officers who are picking up illegal operators and summonsing one of them, were surrounded by other vehicles, other drivers, some licensed, some not licensed. And one of the drivers took a metal bat and smashed the back of the patrol car that they were in. And by a miracle, they weren't hurt and they escaped. And now there's a push among many of the illegal operators in the Bronx for the TLC just simply not to enforce against illegal operators. And I just want to reiterate that, number one, violence not only isn't the answer, but it won't get TLC enforcement to back down. It's obviously not the way that we work. But second, there are ways to communicate if drivers groups have issues they want to raise with enforcement. Our officers and our leaders in enforcement are very available. Our door is open, and I would hate to think that people wouldn't think they're welcome to bring those issues up with us so we can discuss them. But I just felt obliged to mention that because there does seem to be momentum to this thought that the mob-like mentality is a way to deal with areas that don't want enforcement. These are men and women that do a job protecting the public, protecting people who have licenses and pay for the proper insurance and the proper upkeep of their cars and drivers, and that violent outbursts are not going to cause us to back down in protecting the public and our licensees.
Certainly doesn't sound like a very kind act at all. You know, one of the problems, there's a lack of respect for TLC enforcement officers. I mean, even amongst civil servants, when you graduate a class of new officers, new taxi and limousine commission officers, there are officers who've already working for the TLC who have put their names on the civil service list to get out of there simply to make more money, whether it be corrections, whether it be the MTA. If I'm not mistaken, TLC officers make very little in comparison to all other eight city agencies. So I'm a proponent of increasing the salaries and giving a bigger budget for salaries so more agents who go through the training will stay with the Taxi and Limousine Commission.
I'm a proponent of that, too. They do car stops day in and day out, and that's the hardest field law enforcement work to do.
Okay.
Budget time's coming up, Commissioner. Maybe you could ask the City Council to give you some more funding. Is that a possibility?
There's a hearing scheduled for this Monday, February 12th. I think there'll be mixed opinions on enforcement, those who don't want it at all and those that feel there should be more enforcement. But yes, I mean, I know that the focus of this show is accessibility, so I don't want to eat up too much time, but it's a combination of funding and the civil service restrictions on who we can hire and when we can hire, which make it difficult for us to recruit and retain officers.
If you want to protect your medallion the week from tomorrow, go down to City Hall, get there a little early, like 9:30, and sign up to speak and tell them we need enforcement of the current rules. Because without enforcement, other vehicles other than yellow cabs will stop passengers who have their hands up and say, hey, for $20, I'll take you here. So it takes money out of the pockets of legitimate drivers. It also takes money out of the MTA and the TIF funds, the Taxi Cab Improvement Funds for the disabled. So speak up and tell the City Council that TLC officers really need to make more money so they stay with the TLC. How many officers do we have now, approximately, Chairwoman Zoe?
We have about 160. We have some vacancies which we're trying to fill, but 160 officers is not a lot to cover an entire city.
No, especially since
there's over 140,000 vehicles licensed out there.
Right. So then your numbers of enforcement agents really haven't kept up with the numbers of cars, which, of course, have increased probably about 700 from last week till today, even.
Yeah, that's absolutely true.
So the yellow taxis are mandated to become 50% accessible sometime in 2020 or thereabouts. And right now, I believe the yellow cabs have over 2,500 accessible yellow taxis on the road. The Taxi and Limousine Commission held a hearing in December, and there was opposition by the FHV industry to any type of mandate. to do for percentages of vehicles becoming accessible. So can you explain the pilot program that's going on right now? Because it has to do, a lot has to do with the response times and the number of fares. So can you just explain that to our listening audience? It's a little confusing.
Sure. Yeah. So one thing I think that was a misunderstanding that I'd hopefully like to clarify is we passed a set of rules, excuse me, that require in about, I think it's 4 years or 5 years, that 25% of the dispatches be in an accessible vehicle. And the model we used is what we see in the taxi world, where as more accessible vehicles are on the road, people get used to seeing them and using them, and they become more available for people who use wheelchairs to spontaneously hail or get through our dispatch service. So the idea is in the FHV world to, again, make the accessible vehicles just part of the regular rotation. So they're not this unicorn that you hope to find when you need one. They're a commonplace site in Manhattan and throughout the city. So we passed that set of rules, and you're correct. There was tremendous opposition to a mandate. We did agree to do a pilot, but not the pilot that was brought to us. The suggestion that the FHV coalition had was, don't pass any rules. Let us try to do something by pilot, and if it doesn't work out, you can pass your rules. So we rejected that at the outset. And we also disagreed with sort of their thoughts on making this sort of a separate dispatcher that they just pay some money to, and the separate dispatcher takes care of the dispatches. So what the pilot that we landed on allows for those who are accepted, and they have to go through a vetting process with us to see if we'll even accept them, they have to be responsible for providing a response time of 15 minutes in the first year for 60% of the requests that they get for a wheelchair accessible vehicle. So instead of the requirement that they be part of the rotation, they have to meet a response time requirement. And then that in the second year, that response time requirement becomes larger. I think it's 90% of the trips must be serviced within 15 minutes. Now, they can do that through a dispatcher, but that all has to be on the back end. The customer cannot see the difference. So if they use the Uber app, they just need to know that within 15 minutes, they're going to get an accessible vehicle. So for those who qualify and meet the requirements, they can join the pilot. We'll monitor it every month. And if they're unable to make certain benchmarks, then they'll no longer be in the pilot, and they'll have to live by the rule that we passed. So and then there's some in the industry that are going to choose just to live by the rule that we passed.
The Taxi Limousine Commission will be monitoring reports on trip volumes and response times. Is that right?
Yes. So we'll have monthly reporting that we must get, and then we'll do our own auditing, which we do with many things, you know, where we have people who take trips and look at trip records so that we can verify that the reports that we're getting are accurate.
Does this begin July 1?
Yes. Mm-hmm. So right now, I think people are sort of gauging, you know, what's the amount of vehicles they need to bring on. And that's a big lift, long overdue lift. But in a fleet of 80,000 plus vehicles, as of the time that we had our hearing in October, I think there was about 65 to 100 accessible vehicles. Now, people have been bringing them on slowly, so maybe we're up to 150. But that's a far cry from the over 2,000 yellow taxis
We had the separate 13,000 some. In the past. We had an accessible fleet for the FHVs in the past, and it simply didn't work. You can ask Edith Prentice or Gene Ryan, and
right.
It just simply did not work. And if you did call for an accessible car, let's just say I've heard there were problems getting it.
Yes, absolutely. We just launched our citywide accessible dispatch, and that will provide deadhead payments to yellow or green taxi drivers of anywhere between, you know, $6, $7 up to $30 to compensate for them for the time that they spend traveling to pick up a passenger. So I think that will be another source of income for taxi drivers, as well as a way to bring much better service for passengers in the boroughs who need accessible service.
So you have to be registered. You have to sign up if you're driving an accessible vehicle. And then you, too, can get between $6 and $30 for any fare that is accessible, that's accessible, who calls, and you take the call. In addition to that, you're getting 50 cents on every single fare, but you must register with the Taxi Limousine Commission in order to do that. Correct, Commissioner?
And I believe also through CURB and CMT, with the partnership with AccessoRide, if you're using your wheelchair accessible vehicle to service an AccessoRide call, you get about 10 extra dollars per trip.
John?
Oh, no, I wanted to move on to another topic. I'll let you guys continue on about this.
Okay, Carolyn, anything else?
I just wonder, have any bases signed up for, not the pilot, but the other plan that the TLC passed? Where a certain percentage
of
their trips have to be
dispatched.
Yeah, because
July 1st is the implementation date, so they don't have to notify us. We'll just start, you know, implementation has to start July 1st. If they want to be in the pilot, they'll be in not so great shape if they haven't passed our vetting way before then. But if they plan to just live by the rule, then they're probably gathering or figuring out where they can get access to accessible vehicles now so that they're ready to wrap them into their regular dispatching by July 1st.
Right. I was wondering, did you have any thoughts about self-driving for hire vehicles for disabled people?
Yeah, that's, you know, it could be, it's like so many things with self-driving cars, there could be great, the opportunity to improve safety, to improve traffic, and accessibility is all there if people focus on making sure that that's where the investment goes, right? So if people make lots and lots of self-driving cars and they become popular, but the ones that have features that would have automated wheelchair ramps and ways to secure a wheelchair passenger into them safely, assuming that there's no aid or a way to, you know, have the aid with them, then that's great. It will be a really tremendous thing for passengers who use wheelchairs. But I think our job as government, and I think the job for advocates, is to keep reminding people of the importance of these aspects of transportation. They're not always the place that people go to make lots and lots of money. When you say make sure your cars are accessible, make sure your cars are safe, make sure your cars aren't clogging the street, but they are the things that really we have to watch out for in order to make our streets accessible and enjoyable for everybody.
Well, I want to thank you for changing the rules more so to make it more of a level playing field and not having the entire yellow industry cover the burden for all the segments of transportation to handle any disabled passengers who want transportation. They should be able to apply for any mode they prefer, not just yellow cabs. So thank you for the new rules.
Well, thank you for giving me the opportunity to talk about them with the drivers.
Okay, any last words that you'd like?
I just wanted to bring up another topic. Well, Commissioner, last week we did a show on congestion pricing with Gridlock Sam Schwartz, and he was talking about how the yellow cab industry will have an add-on to the meter if it comes in at $5 and as same as Uber. But right now, we already have on the 50 cents MTA charge, we got the 30 cents with the wheelchair, and then at rush hour. And I just have to say, as a yellow cab driver, psychologically, every time people get in, what's that price there? What's that? And now to add on another $5, it is going to just kill the tips and kill the industry. And I think if this is all going to happen, I would like to see just the initial drop, because now we have the technology of whatever time it is that we can make it just the one initial drop that will include the new congestion pricing and the MTA tax and the 30 cent. Because Uber itself, you know how they're going to play the game. They're going to lower their fare and absorb the $5 so it'll look like it's a cheaper fare than the yellow cab. And I just needed to know, where is the Taxi and Limousine Commission stand on congestion pricing? And do you have any influence or input into what's going on?
It's primarily Albany decisions. So we surely will be a resource to advise on things like I think what you suggested is an excellent approach, that it not be another add-on to the fare, because it is difficult for passengers to understand why it feels like extras, you know?
So and it does, and they constantly ask
you. They can't quite understand why, you know, like, well, why is that one? And then there's acronyms and extras, and none of that feels comfortable. So, yes, to make it one drop, might be, you know, a much more consumer-friendly approach. Yeah, I do have some, you know, questions on how, you know, it's one thing to have a surcharge to raise money, but the other point of the surcharge is to discourage people from, you know, from traveling in Manhattan and not using public transportation, or encouraging them to share rides with many people. If the surcharge is absorbed and they don't feel that extra $5, then I don't think it will have that intended effect. So I do have some reservations about how well it'll work if there's some sectors like the FHV sector where they don't actually feel like they're paying, passengers are paying that extra $5. And that's a difficult one to solve for. You know, they have to pay the $5, you can reduce the underlying cost of the fare, and then it all works out in the wash.
And anybody can go and speak a week from Monday at City Hall, and tell the City Council what's worked, what hasn't worked.
I'd encourage people also because we have a new committee that only covers for hire vehicles, which is taxis. And paratransit and for hire, and a new chair, Reverend Council Member Ruben Diaz. So it's important that I think that he hears from all sectors of the industry.
Well, I know I'll be writing in comments, and there'll be a lot of people speaking. I would imagine the Taxi and Limousine Commission is going to testify there as well.
Oh, yeah, we'll be front and center, first to testify.
You know, the only problem... I know you have to go, Commissioner, but the only problem, when I go to City Hall for a public hearing and the Department of Transportation is there and the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission is there, sometimes it's 2.5 hours before anybody else gets to speak.
Well, my testimony...
And they say, we're short of time, so instead of 3 minutes, you have 2 minutes now.
Yeah. Well, there'll be no DOT there on next Monday. And I'll try to get in and out as quickly as possible.
Okay. And the meeting, by the way, at City Hall, I believe, is at 10 o'clock. Is that correct?
Yeah, I think so. Mm-hmm.
Yes, 10 o'clock on Monday the 12th.
So get there a little early. Okay.
Okay. Well, be safe out there in the rain, everyone, and enjoy the rest of the Super Bowl.
Thank you, Commissioner Mirazoshi, the chairwoman of the New York City Taxi and Limousine Commission, for coming back on the Taxi Dave Show.
Thank you.
Okay. When we come back, and by the way, our phone number is 800-321-0710. Our email address is taxihale@aol.com. Call us, write us. When we come back, we'll take some of your calls and we'll read some of your emails. Stay tuned for more of the Taxi Dave Show. Driver, you really should join Lacus Technologies and get the Lacus app. Okay? The idea is to get up in the morning, go on your iPhone, and get your cab without having to go to a garage. You get your cab on the street, if there are cabs there. Okay? It's been so popular, it's getting tougher. And right now, It's good to sign up now because when they get more medallions, and they're planning on getting a ton more medallions, when they get more medallions, they're going to need hundreds of drivers. So right now, you should sign up. Go to the Lacus app. Do it after the show. Do it tomorrow. Do it the next day. If you speak to them out there, out in Brooklyn on McDonald Avenue, tell them you heard about it on the Taxi Dave Show. L-A-C-U-S. Lacus, L-A-C-U-S.
The Taxi Dave Show.
Pearland Brokerage. Pearland has been an industry leader in TLC insurance for over 50 years. With insurance renewal right around the corner, you can now renew your insurance or change your broker online at www.pearlandny.com. That's P-E-A-R-L-A-N-D-N-Y.com. Pearland is the easiest and most reliable way to buy New York City TLC insurance. We specialize in workers' compensation, physical damage, and liability coverage for yellow taxis, black cars, green cabs, car services, and more. Pearland works with all the major carriers to find the right policy for you. Give us a call at 718-361-0033. That's 718-361-0033. Check us out online at www.pearlandny.com or stop by any of our six locations today. Pearland Medallion Transfers. Interested in buying or selling a New York City taxi medallion? Pearland Medallion Transfers is a TLC-licensed medallion broker. Our team has been brokering medallion sales and ownership transfers since 1987. We get top dollar for medallion sellers and competitive prices for all our buyers. Give us a call today at 718-361-0033. That's 718-361-0033 to find out how we can help you buy or sell your medallion today.
This is the Taxi Dave Show.
The best show on WOR. It's the only show I listen to.
Well, if you can't believe me, don't make it hard to believe in you. I said, if you can't believe me, don't make it hard to believe in you.
Back. John McDonough, Carolyn Protz are in the studio. And Claire and I are in Minneapolis, Minnesota, U.S. Bank Stadium. And Claire was just singing with Pink. They should have put you on to sing the national anthem.
She's great.
Yeah, really. I want to thank Lacus Technologies and Hereford Insurance Company for all their support on the show. And if you want to pay less than $7.7 million for a 30-second commercial on the Super Bowl, go to patreon.com/taxidave, patreon.com/taxidave, and you can be a patron of this show and keep us on the air. In March, I'll tell you something about my opening statement and why I mentioned it. It has something to do with divine discussion, but I won't go into that. Claire told me not to, and I know I don't want to preach, but I have to tell you, folks, my eyes have been opened. Random acts of kindness is what it's all about. Smile, be kind, and love. Anyway, let's see, where do we start? Well, here's an email. Dear Taxi Dave, I must take a defensive driving course soon to reduce my DMV points. Can you please announce on the show which school we should go to? Please mention the phone numbers very slowly to be able to take note of it. Thanks. Okay. You can go anywhere you want for the DDC, Defensive Driving Course. But if you're asking for a recommendation, the TLC Driver Institute, they have a website, tlcdriver.nyc, www.tlcdriver.nyc. They give all required classes in the day, at night. They'll customize the classes for your schedule. They give the wheelchair accessible vehicle classes, and they give the defensive driving courses. The phone number for the TLC Driver School or TLC Driver Institute is a 718 number, 255-9500. That's 718-255-9800. So hopefully that'll help you. Here's an email from Steve. Lots of taxi riders feel uncomfortable in partitioned yellow cabs because of the small legroom. And that's really bad for the elderly and handicapped passengers. Mm-hmm. Many people switch to hail Uber or limo services because of that reason. That's a pretty good point, wouldn't you say, Johnny?
Well, it is, and it, I mean, it's just the whole way the industry is going now that we had the microphone in the front to communicate almost like a spaceship to the people in the back, and it is completely sealed. I mean, we used to have it where you had the partition. You could slide open or keep it shut. You don't even have that option anymore, and we're just getting further and further away from the passenger in conversation. And even now, you could say with Uber, you don't even have to speak to the driver or hand him any money because everything is processed before he even gets there, and there's no money exchange, there's no talking exchange because the address is already up on his app. And it's becoming a very strange industry where it used to be personable. You would ask about the Super Bowl or what's on the radio. That is all gone. I mean, we're more, you know, they say that it's like a robot driving the car. It is. It's almost like we're not even driving the car anymore.
Well, that's where technology comes in.
Yeah.
Like Lacus technologies. Hey, do I hear JFK Mike is in the house?
Yes, JFK Mike is literally in the house. I'm in the house, and I was going to say, I've never seen anybody miss an extra point at the Super Bowl. So they did it twice today. And your guest, the lovely chairperson of the TLC, a savvy politician, started her interview almost the exact moment of the halftime show. So nobody had to get drawn away from the TV to listen to TLC. So I don't know how you pulled that one up. That was great timing. So my
Claire was singing with Pink.
The last thing I'll let you guys get back to your game is how do we know Cuomo's going to get reelected? Because he's making all these plans based on the fact that it's going to be effective in 2019 and 2020. We don't know if this guy is going to get reelected, and he's doing a very good job of not getting reelected by attacking the working poor with congestion pricing. Anyway, great show, and back to the game.
Oh, gee, thanks a lot, Mike.
drop and go.
Bye.
You know, if you want the latest edition of the Taxi and Livery Times, go to TaxiLiveryTimes.com. That's TaxiLiveryTimes.com. That's our newest newspaper. There used to be the Livery Times, and there used to be Taxi Insider. Now it's TaxiLiveryTimes.com. Whole different paper, whole different look, whole different scheme of things. The format's different. You get two different opinions. You get to read about the for-hire industry and the yellow industry. And it may open your eyes. Certainly, there's more distribution. If you want to advertise on it, there's opportunities on the website. And if you want to listen to the Taxi Dave radio show, a retired taxi driver, Abe Middleman, has a website, nyctaxinews.com, where you can listen to podcasts of and recordings of all the prior shows. So we're waiting for Gene to call in. Is that right, Carolyn?
Gene is calling in.
Oh.
Dave?
This is called producing on the fly.
Yeah, never mind. Okay. Anyway, I wanted to talk about something. You know, the stock market dropped. AT&T, okay, lost, what did they lose? They lost 3% or something. The stock dropped 3% on Friday. And let me tell you why. AT&T is absurd. Every month I get a bill. I have it in front of me now from AT&T. It's a bill for long distance, AT&T long distance, AT&T local, from a phone number I have that I used to use, and I still use it, and it kicks into my cell phone. It's $133 a month. So now that Taxi Insider doesn't exist, I wanted to either cancel or change everything. So I called AT&T, stood on the phone for 35 minutes, only to find out that, oh, no, I need to speak with cell service. I can't speak with long distance and local. It's cell service. They connected me pretty quickly to cell service. Cell service kept me on the phone for a very long time, and they said, we don't have any record of your name, of your account number. We don't give me a Social Security number. They had no record of that. There's no business name. It's the name that's on the bill. I said, I'm looking at the bill. I have an account number, and I've been paying you. What do you mean you have no record of this? Well, it must be an old Frontier account. So call this number. So I hung up. I called the number. 46 minutes and 15 seconds later, I found out that I'm not in their system either. That was 9 more minutes. So after roughly 2 hours on the phone to simply change information or stop this, AT&T has no record of my business, of my address, of my account number, of my social security number, or my personal name, and I have the bill right in front of me. So, AT&T, this is for you. Okay. Carolyn, what's up?
I was just looking for Jean's phone number on my phone.
No, it's okay.
Because I thought you were going to call her.
You know what? Producing on the fly, John, that's exactly right.
Well, you know what? We can give out the number here, and if people want to comment on particularly last week, we had a very intense show. We didn't take many phone calls because of the experts that we had here at WOR between Charlie and Sam and just the knowledge that we had with everyone else. But it's the number 1-800-321-0710. Is that it?
That's it.
Yeah.
And Gene, please call in.
800-321-0710.
What do the people out there think about congestion pricing? Do they like it? I know we don't like it. We think yellow cab should be exempt.
We also have disabled listeners. What do you think about the new pilot program
that
the chairwoman of the Taxi and Limousine Commission was speaking of?
Yeah, that was my first question for Gene.
You're a medallion owner? I understand how you probably feel about this administration. I've read some of the emails, which I cannot read over the air. I get it. But you certainly can talk about the new pilot project for the FHV industry, for the car services, the black cars, the liveries, the TNCs, as far as them acquiring wheelchair-accessible vehicles at this time. It's something that is long overdue. How they get there is with TLC, I mean, they rolled up their sleeves and they went against that industry. That industry united together and had some different ideas about how the programs would work. And the TLC just came out and said, this is how you're going to do it. It's not easy to get to 60% in 1 year. A response time has to be 15 minutes, or maybe it was 30 minutes the first year and 15 minutes the second year. And monthly reporting, it's pretty incredible that things are happening finally to help all New Yorkers, disabled or not.
I wonder how they feel about the $5 surcharge for congestion
Let's take a call from Rose. You're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Yes, hello.
Hi, Rose.
Hi. I spoke to them in the beginning of the summer, or middle of the summer. I spoke to Taxi Dave and Claire.
Can you turn down your radio, please?
Yeah, okay.
Thank you.
All right. Hi.
That's better, Rose. Thank you.
All right. I just wanted to say hello, and I'm glad they're back on the air.
Oh, thank you so much.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you so much. Do you take yellow cabs at all, Rose?
No, I don't. No, I'm a senior citizen. I drive cars.
Oh, good for you.
Yeah.
How long have you had your license?
Well, I don't drive anymore. My husband's retired. He does the driving. Let me see. I'm 80.
You just love the Taxi Dave Show.
Yeah, I do.
Oh, good. Is it Carolyn or John that you could turn in every Sunday night to?
My daughter and son-in-law?
Well, I don't know them, but we have a John and Carolyn on the show.
Well, we do tonight, anyway.
Oh, that's funny.
Funny. Dave, Rose. You know, when we had the councilwoman on, not the councilwoman, but the head of the TLC on, I just thought it was very interesting when I brought up what is the input from the Taxi and Limousine Commission, and she said it's being based out of Albany. Now, whoever's organizing this in Albany, why she is not at the table in Albany with the congestion pricing, with all the people that are sitting around and figuring this out, is beyond me. I mean, she should have a huge input into this.
The governor knows everything, don't you know?
Well, nothing
the mayor says, nothing the TLC says could he care about. He only cares about what Uber says, and what his closest people say.
Because now I have to question, who's battling for the yellow cab industry? If people like, you know, Merritt are not up in Albany, invited to these meetings, we're going to bring in a huge change in the driving patterns of everyone in New York City. It's, you hate to say, is the fix in? That they're going to tell her, all right, this is what's going down, deal with it. I mean,
Who speaks for the yellow taxis?
Yeah, you're right. There's a lot of advocates out there. I mean, Bruce Schaller, who will be on the show next Sunday. He will be on the show next Sunday. It's scheduled. Okay. There's a lot of advocates out there, a lot of associations. There are some lobbyists. A lot of steam was taken out after losing all those lawsuits. But we have to keep going. And, you know, we've had auctions the last few weeks. That's right. Somebody claimed we didn't speak about the auctions last week. So let's just talk about that for a second right after we take a call from Dave. You're on the Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave?
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir.
Hi, how are you? I heard about your story about AT&T. I've got a lovely story about AT&T, and I tell you how I resolve the problem.
Go ahead.
These lovely idiots at AT&T Wireless, that's what you're complaining about, right?
Yep.
Okay. I got rid of AT&T, but I'll tell you my story why I got rid of them.
Well, make it short.
My lovely Z222 or 221 phone stopped reading the SIM card. They did absolutely nothing, including the manufacturer of the phone, to get my data off the phone. They gave me this phone in place of a previous defective phone back in 2012, and within 30 days of the first Z221 that they gave me, that one was defective. I bring it back to the Deer Park Arches.
So you had years of problems with all the phones you had. How did you resolve it?
What's that?
How did you resolve it in the end?
Getting to that. So the long story short is that AT&T did absolutely nothing for me while the phone was under warranty. Make a long story short, in June of this past year, I switched to Red Pocket Mobile, which runs off Verizon's towers. For $10 a month, which is what I usually paid AT&T, I get 500 minutes. If I want it unlimited, it's $19 a month. And I can do it off AT&T, Verizon, or Sprint's towers. And it's either $10 a month for 500 minutes.
That's a great tip. So what's the name of the company again?
$19 unlimited.
What's the name of the company again?
Red Pocket Mobile, otherwise known as RedPocketMobile.com. They're in California, but they lease the towers from Verizon, AT&T, and Sprint. And their customer service is okay.
We have intelligent listeners. You know what? I got to thank you so much for bringing that to the attention. Tens of thousands of our listeners. Because $133 is ridiculous when I could pay 10.
19.
Yeah, 19 or 10 even for this phone number. Dave, thanks a lot for calling the Taxi Dave Show. So there were a couple of auctions the last couple of weeks. The first one were 6 medallions. It was held in the rotunda of the courthouse in Lower Manhattan. And the bottom line is those, I believe, sold for about $186,000 each. You add 6%. And other expenses. So roughly all in all, approximately $200,000. The last auction was held at a public auditorium. Wendell's Marks held the auction with Matt Dawes, and an auction company was there. There were about 30 or 40 people in the audience, and there were a handful of active bidders, but there was something called a stalking horse. That's when somebody makes a deal for X amount of dollars for the bulk of the medallions. And that company made a deal for $875,000 for 5 medallions. And what does that come to? I forgot. About $185,000 or something. So we have a situation where there was $875,000, and if anybody wanted one or all of those 5, the next bid had to be $50,000 more. So individual bidding went on, and it got up to over $900,000 for the 5 medallions, but it just wasn't enough. They needed another $20,000. So once again, the medallions averaged roughly $200,000 at the last auction as well. And there will be more auctions coming up. These weren't individuals. Now, there's something that's going to go on. The next auction, I spoke with someone at a credit union, and they told me that there will be some type of financing at the next auction. So listen to the Taxi Dave Show. Mind you, that $875,000 for those 5 medallions was without any financing, an all-cash deal. And the same with the first 6, all cash deals because people couldn't get financing. But there's an excellent chance, I heard it from the horse's mouth, that's why it's the Taxi Dave Show, there will be some type of financing at the next auction that comes out from a certain credit union. And you'll hear more of that on this show. I think that's good news. What do you think, Carolyn?
I think you got religion. That's why you're sounding so religious tonight. Okay, now I got it. That's a miracle.
You need a miracle every day.
Dave, I saw on Facebook you were hanging out with the big mockers downtown. What was that all about? You were down at City Hall?
The Association for a Better New York, known as ABNY, held their first breakfast with the newest speaker of the New York City Council. And I never saw a room this big, because when you used to go to places like the Waldorf, they would have so many people, they'd be in two rooms, and other venues, the same thing with a screen. This room had 80 tables of 10. They were 800 people in this one room at the Marriott Marquis. And every lobbyist that I know was at that breakfast. About a dozen city council members were at that breakfast. The chairwoman was at that breakfast. And his message, he made it very clear, he's progressive. He also made it very clear he is in total favor of congestion pricing. And, you know, so he wanted business to work together with government, and that was his message. He said, we may not agree on certain things in principle, but one thing we all agree on is we want a better New York. We love New York. And
talk is cheap. Did he talk about the MTA management problem? Because I'd like to see them do something about that before we start giving them more money.
He did say that they need to be accountable for every dollar.
You know that MTA's capital costs are 5 to 6 times above those of comparable cities? That their operating costs are 50% higher than comparable cities? I mean, this isn't a new problem. This has been going on for decades. It's like a black hole, and you just keep throwing money down it. That doesn't help it. Only now it's going to come from yellow cab drivers and black car drivers.
Do you think the congestion pricing will really work? Will it do anything for congestion?
No, if it works, it doesn't work, then you won't have the revenue.
And Dave, do you think if the yellow cab industry made out with the congestion tax, say they got an exemption, that would help the price of the medallion, that they would be exclusive, that they could pick up fares below 60th Street, and you wouldn't have to pay the $5, where Uber, Lyft, and Get would have to pay that. And that would help the business tremendously, to say that the yellow cab is no different than the New York City bus or the subway. We're part of the transportation system, and that we should be exempt from this congestion tax, and that would help business.
Amen.
Amen. Hey, Carolyn and John, did you hear about that horse-drawn carriage today that collided with a taxi cab and three parked cars?
You
were talking about the horses being spooked by simple things, and that's exactly what happened. They said somebody opened an umbrella near the horse, and it went nuts.
It was probably one of those big golf umbrellas.
And you know what? There's a lot of problems down there with protests when they go down to Central Park South. A lot of people who do not want the horse and carriages there. And they do things that spook the horses there on Central Park South. So there's a lot of problems that are going on down there. But from my point of view, I support what's going on. And you talk about a regulated business. You cannot add an Uber horse down in Central Park South or a Lyft horse that can go around. They have a set amount of horses. They do a very good business, and they make a very good living down there. And that's the way it should be with the yellow cab business.
Yeah. Do they have MTA surcharges?
No. As a matter of fact, they don't have it. You want to go after the rickshaw guys up at the Columbus Circle around there. Those are the real vultures that are circling around Central Park.
Kidding. What happens if someone disabled wants to take a horse and carriage?
Well, we could have a problem there. Because,
get a rope and tie it to the wheelchair.
It's, you know, it's, I think they're going to have a problem with the congestion taxing because they cross 60th Street on every trip that they take around Central Park. They start at 59th Street, and the first thing they do is cross 60th Street. So it'd be very interesting as part of the Teamsters, which they are, and transportation. I think maybe they should be paying a $5
tax. They should. I think the first half hour is like $50 now.
Yeah, 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 to go around.
And then $15 for every 15 minutes after that. It's big money.
It's a lot for a bag of oats.
And then you have those pedicabs.
Yeah, well, those guys.
That's $4 a minute.
They stopped.
$3 and $4 a minute.
Well, they size you up, too, and they see you're a tourist. They jack up the price. I mean, they are the worst. I mean, oh.
They're also parking in the hack stands around the Plaza Hotel. And have you ever noticed that no cars ever go into the horse spots? That never happens. But black cars go into our spots all the time.
That's true. Once again, enforcement. And
that's,
there are
that's
spots
what it's self-enforcing, I think.
You know, there are spots for black cars and yellow cabs, but there are specific yellow taxi stands. And I get complaints all the time from drivers that there are other vehicles parked in them. Oh, they're waiting for a fare. Well, get out and let the other taxi driver use it for what he's supposed to use it for.
They're not allowed to do that. I looked it up in the rule book. They are not allowed to pick up a passenger in a hack stand.
Well, they're not allowed to be in the hack stand, period.
Yeah.
And for those of you taxi drivers who don't know this, in the vehicle and traffic law, every fire hydrant is a taxi stand. Okay, you can be not parked there, but you can be stopped in front of a fire hydrant if you're in the car. With the car on, and that can be used as a taxi stand. It's in the VTO. Mm-hmm. See, you learn something every day on the Taxi Dave Show. But here we are. U.S. Bank Stadium, Minneapolis, Minnesota. It was like 2 degrees outside earlier. Inside, it's a beautiful...
That warm?
Yeah, a beautiful 70 degrees. And it's a Super Bowl. I just can't believe that it's $7.7 million for a 30-second commercial. There are investments. I mean, there's people starving. There are homeless people. There are homeless shelters. You know, there's 60,000 people and 23,000 of them are children in New York City alone. 60,000 homeless people, 23,000 homeless children. You have to be thankful for what you have, folks. And you have to have a heart. And that gets back to this kindness and this love and sharing what you have. If you're lucky enough to have something, what are you going to do? Wait till you're gone and take it with you? Well, have a nice time, you know, doing that. Good luck with that one. Share it. Make others happy.
It makes you feel so...
Well, listen, Dave, I want to ask you if the Super Bowl's making you happy. I understand you have a couple of boxes. Have any of them hit?
I have one box.
You have one box.
Yeah, I need six and one.
And a prayer.
That's what I need. I need six and one.
And a field goal. What do you mean? A prayer's not going to help him. He needs a field goal or a safety.
Now you're talking.
A prayer.
The radio show number is 800-321-0710. Sandy, you're next on the Taxi Dave Show.
Taxi Dave, I love your show. I love you. And what a time to be on the air, my God. I heard that something about there was a meeting with the Better Bureau. What was that
Association
about?
Association for Better New York.
Yes. Better New York. My dear Taxi Dave, Better New York, why is Uber still driving? How many cars do they have on the highway illegally? How many cabs do the yellow taxi cabs drive? Years ago, the taxi cab drivers wanted to put some more cabs on.
I want to thank you, Sandy, for calling the Taxi Dave Show. I want to thank our guest, chairman of the TLC, Mira Zoshi. We have a few seconds left. John and Carol in New York, thank you so much. Thank you, all our listeners. It's Super Bowl Sunday. We're out here freezing our tuchus is off in Minnesota.
Woo-hoo!
Okay, let's go Vikings. Aren't they in the Super Bowl?
No, the Giants.
All right. We'll see you next week, and John won't be with us, but we'll be here with Bruce Schaller. Stay tuned. I got to go now.
Actually, should be out of Minnesota.